It was just one Japanese plane dropped the bomb, went right straight through it, and went through the decks, hit the magazine, and exploded. Three big explosion, and it was dead in the water. It wasn't traveling in that place, burning up the abandoned ship. Next day, my brother Junior stayed in the water. Next day, they picked him up, all the rest of the sailors, and that his prince and the carrier was just staying in the water. Mm-hmm. It's a nuisance, like a tire in the road. You have to get rid of it. The Navy destroyer sank it with their torpedoes.
Yes. Well.
Mm-hmm. It's a shame. Yes.
You have to. It's a hazard.
It can go. Yes. Shipping hazard. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then later on, Freddie come out. Julian come out. Julian had a family. My brother Ori stayed in the Navy. He's the only one retired.
Ray.
Ori.
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 And
oh,
then.
What's that short for?
Aurelio. Aurelio.
Okay.
And then my brother Babe, I got in 1948. Babe got in 2 years later. Then there were three of us in the Navy. My brother Julian, he went down with the ship and had a family. Mm-hmm. He's like, I got four brothers in the Navy. I'm joining back. He went back in.
That's nice.
And then, that's in 1951. My brother Lori, my brother Babe, youngest one, they were in Sasebo, Japan, stationed at the boat pool, way south of Japan. Armed with a Jenkins destroyer up in Yokosuka, northern Japan.
Mm-hmm.
We got orders, we were going to come around Japan and go into Korea. We found out we had to stop in Sasebo to get provisions. I sent word to my brothers down in Sasebo. You're going to meet me. I got three brothers there. Sasebo.
Oh, nice.
And a kid that I went to school with, growing up with, he was there. Emmanuel Vasquez. We're coming down about 2 days before we got around Sasebo. We got orders. Proceed. Keep proceeding to Korea. You get your provision from other ships on the way.
Mm-hmm.
So with binocular, I could see Sasebo, Japan. Bye-bye, brother.
That's such a pity to be that close and not be able to stop.
Well, then, I done my stuff in Korea, and we ended up in Sasebo. First time I got out, I was going to get discharged. They left me out. Me and some of the guys got left out in Japan, Sasebo. We were going to get a train. There's our mid or either. I thought, bye-bye. And I got on a train. Me and my other brothers getting discharged, my brothers, my buddies. So we went to Yokosuka train. Then I got aboard this little aircraft carrier, Batan. You know Batan?
Yes.
Babes, little aircraft carrier. I got aboard that USS Batan, little carrier, from Japan to San Francisco, got out to get discharged. A year later, my brother Babe, he's got a Navy hat and a baseball cap, USS Batan.
Mm-hmm.
Same ship I come home with. Yeah. I tell me, that's no ship, I know all about it. How was that board ship, your ship, before you got on it? The Batan.
Yeah, I think it's nice when all the brothers of a family will go in together.
Well, a friend of mine that he was overseas, he was aboard on the Helena, which is a heavy cruiser. CA-75. The ship was tied up in a bay. I got in a boat, small little boat. Took up to the cruiser, got aboard deck. First thing you do, salute the colors and the fantail. Salute. And the officer of the day, so permission to come aboard. Sorry, yes, sir. Then I asked for Charles, my friend. They passed word. He come out, and we got talking. So I asked him, let's go ashore, have a couple of bubbles, you know, beers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I don't feel like it. Let's just stay aboard here, and we'll have something to eat, and we'll watch a movie in the fantail.